I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Lightship Healing.
Everybody, welcome to Creation Lightship Healing here on bbsradio.com. We are on station one tonight. It is Wednesday and it is November the 20th, 2013. So if you're listening to this as an archive at some point in the future, a lot of the sample clearings that Ron may well do this evening will work unless we state otherwise. And so we'll be taking your questions tonight over at clsquestions@yahoo.com. If you can email them over there and keep them short and sweet and to the point. Or if they're really short or you have a little short request, you can type that into the fast chat and you'll find a link to that just above the Station 1 and Station 2 play buttons on the bbsradio.com/creationlightship page. So if you all want to go to that page and scroll down and pull up the picture of the light being, Ron, would you like to jump in and activate your light being there?
Okay, here we go, everybody. So bring it up. Going to activate it and bring in peace energy for everybody. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So we're just going to do general Q&A tonight. Don't really have a specific topic. And we are taking callers a little later in the show once we get rolling here and see what you're all interested in talking about. So if you want to jot those numbers down, for a little bit later in the show, they're listed under Station 1. And if you're in the U.S. or Canada, there's the toll-free number, and that's 888-627-6008, or go down to line 3 and 4 there and try area code 530-413-5011. So, okay, we did have a question that came in today over at the clsquestions@yahoo.com email. And, Ron, somebody was asking about the new Earth transport clearing and whether it's unlimited. They I guess, were getting confused about how to go about getting that. And usually Cindy types the codes in for that one into the fast chat. It's set up on the website. The way it's set up, you have to buy it for a penny, but, I mean, basically it's free, and once you have those codes, you can keep using them over and over. You don't have to repurchase it. So maybe, Ron, since you were at an expo recently, we might want to just talk a little bit about what the new Earth transport clearing is for. Because I don't know if everybody knows
what
that
is. What it's for is to allow you to keep your healing in case you get abducted, and keep yourself. Remember, you don't know when you're not here, and so typically you're not here every 10 minutes, and another replica comes in, and then you hear maybe every 10 minutes you're a different you, but you don't know that. If Dark Side were to take you away at ascension time, and you had all your clearings with the body that's here, then you would not, be found, because the dark side is not going to allow you to see the light, and the light doesn't know about darkness, so it's not going to go into darkness too far to look for you. So this allows you to keep your clearings and to keep track of you. That's why we have that one up there. Anything else you want to add, Carrie?
Well, you might want to just explain what's going to happen at or after ascension to that Earth.
Yeah, so the Earth is just strictly a location right now that is going to hold your space. At ascension time, that Earth will no longer exist. It's just strictly a holding pattern, a holding place, kind of like a safe deposit box, so that you're able to be recognized and known about. Otherwise, the light doesn't find you. The light doesn't know anything about you. Once you left the light, then you're on your own. That's the way the light works. Free will, free choice. And so some people think that the light's always watching them. That's from the religions, that God's always watching you. But this is not God, but the gods are. So you have to just remember that the light only finds you at ascension time, unless you go up on the calls that we have, during the week or the weekend calls. Other than that, you're on your own here for 2,000 years. And that's the way it works. So this allows you to have a connection when ascension time does come, so that you're able to, be taken to the light versus being abducted and never seen again by the light. And that Earth is no longer going to be there. Just strictly a place that we call that Earth transfer clearing. And that's where you go to. But it's not going to be an Earth that's going to be rematerialized like a brand new Earth or a different dimensional Earth. No, it's just strictly here for us to use right now. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then maybe we can just talk a little bit about how you use it. The New Earth Transport codes, Cindy's just typed those into the fast chat, so thank you for doing that, Cindy. So you go into, the little key on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, where it opens up the place to put your codes. You type those in, and a page will open up, and the clearing, we'll call it a clearing, it's a transfer, runs for 1 minute. And what you need to do is list in there one by one the clearings that you have done online, the ones you've done through the creationlightship.com website. So you're transferring over the energies of yourself that the clearings cleared out or went and regained parts of you through over to the new Earth. When Ron does samples on any of these shows, clearing samples, or any of the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, afternoon, evening conference call healing sessions, or the weekend intensives, all that is automatically transferred over. You don't need to type those into this clearing, but anything you've done online, you do. Do you want to add anything to that, Ron, how you transfer stuff over when we're live with you?
Yeah, it just happens automatically when you're live. When it's not live, then you need to just transfer the clearing over. And normally it's designed for people who are doing clearings on the website. All you do is transfer that clearing over, put the name in, and click it. Then you're being, noted, as far as doing a particular healing. So that's the way it works. So we could do a clearing here, since we are at the middle of the week. Maybe some of you may be anxious or something because you want to get to the next few days, get those over with for Friday. So maybe you're having some anxieties or being anxious. So let's try to do a clearing for that here. So if you do have something like that going on in your life, here we go, taking away anxiety. So one, think of your issue. Two, three, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So there we go. It's quite interesting. Had a lot of fog today where we are here. It's that fog that sucks people, like the mist, you know. So that's quite interesting. Maybe you could type in if you know about people who have been maybe looking strange or been abducted and came back, didn't know who they were, or, you know, responded differently to you and other people. You could also go to clsquestions@yahoo.com. That's where we prefer you to write into, because you can type in longer. So that's clsquestions@yahoo.com. And if you'd like to call in about maybe one of the healings that you have had more recently, or what's going on with maybe clones, et cetera, that would be great if you wanted to just come online and mention that. A lot of people are experiencing a lot of weird stuff lately. So it's nice to have people share about what they're sensing and experiencing out there, so you know that you're not alone. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I'm noticing he's saying that the phone lines aren't working. Could you type in if you mean the listening in number or the calling in numbers, Heal? That would be great, so that we know, BBS knows which ones you're having trouble with.
It may be in the phone number if it's not working.
Yeah. That would be great. Thank you. So, Ron, what you're talking about sounds like what you talked about this time last year, that fog stuff.
That's probably a repeat of last year. They probably they already know how to work the energy, so it looks like maybe Thanksgiving Day here coming up, Black Friday, and maybe black for a lot of people. The darkness is here, and they may not ever see the light again, so who knows? So anyway, it just seems that it's kind of like a repeat of last year. And if you've noticed a lot of cars around but no people, or maybe even a lot of people and no cars, that would be another thing. They got beamed down to the wrong place. That could be a possibility. So if you have seen anything like that, let us know. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, Janice is saying my older sister looks like she's in her 30s. And... Janice, I don't know how old you are, but I think you're telling us that your sister should look a lot older than she's in her 30s from the way you've written that. So
I think Janice is 32, so no.
Maybe you can call in and describe when this happened for us. We're low on questions tonight. There's nothing piling in here, so... Janice, if you want to call in and bail us out, that would be lovely. So I just had something I was going to ask you, Ron, and I've just blanked it out. What was it? Oh, yes, there's a reminder just typed into the FOSS chat to send your questions for the shows to clsquestions@yahoo.com, but I just want to reiterate, I know I've said this, but not for quite a while. If you have questions that are for Ron, and not to be read out on the shows, or, you know, just general ones for Ron, do send those over to creationlightship@yahoo.com, because the CLS questions address is just used by those of us who do the shows with Ron to find what you would like read out on the show. So anything that isn't specifically for that, do remember to send over to creationlightship@yahoo.com. all right, so let's see, Ron, you did an anxiety clearing. We're heading into the crazy holiday season, which can be really stressful and brings up a lot of stuff for a lot of people usually. So maybe we can talk a little bit about what clearings would be good for us all to be running as we go into this period of the year. We get together with families. We get kind of pressured to buy gifts for people, whether we want to or not. We have to go to events, or don't have to, but, you know, you can choose not to. But there are a lot of people around us trying to get us to go to different things, which creates opportunities to be touched when we know we don't want to be touched by other people. So, Ron, what Maybe we can talk about that a little bit since we've got Thanksgiving around the corner and then Hanukkah and Christmas also, and New Year's celebrations too. We've got a bunch of weeks coming up, 4 or 5 or 6 weeks of occasions that I know a lot of us probably at this point are trying to avoid now that we know what can happen to us.
Yeah, so I guess the main thing is energetic cording. That can be a big one. Also, you have entities body hopping through people. You could do your shrink wrap. That's a very nice thing to do. Your body shrink wrap when you're around people. Do the 2000 year of darkness clearing, the barcode clearing. That's a free one. Maybe do that on all your relatives before you see them coming up shortly here. That'd probably be great to do. And if you feel the ones, you know, feel that are more negative, you may want to do it more than once on them. Sometimes people have great results, maybe doing, that clearing. It does take a while, but it, maybe do the clearing maybe 6 times for some of your relatives. And maybe they'll be more in the present moment and not get on different people of your family and criticize them or something. I may have heard a beep. I don't know. Is there a beep out there?
I think so, yeah. Do we have a caller?
Hi, Carrie. Hi, Ron. Yes, this is Janice.
Hi, Janice. Thank you.
Heard your request, Carrie. Yeah, my sister's in her mid-60s. And her latest Facebook page picture looks like she's in her mid-30s.
Wow.
So that's a huge change. And I've been seeing that a lot on, like, you know, Yahoo page. You know, they have a picture of somebody. They say the new 60s is now 30s or the new 30s is 60, you know, comparing ages that way. And, it's a little bit disconcerting, you know, knowing that it's somebody that I know, but, you know, I do think that she probably had done the Dark Side Ascension. But I actually have a couple questions that I can ask Ron.
Okay, great.
One of them is I've been wanting to ask you for a while, Ron, because, you know, you brought it up on your show maybe about a week or so ago. Several years ago, probably, I don't remember when, maybe like 04, 05, I got a reading from a reader, and he told me that I was going to be coming into money, and he said it was like 3 months before my birthday, and he says, oh, before your birthday, you know, you're going to, you know, have this windfall, you know, you're not going to have to ever worry about money again. And, you know, it's going to be a lot of money. And, you know, I remember going into anxiety over that. And my question is, Ron, you know, I had thought maybe that he had done, like, you know, a jealousy hex or spell on me to keep the money away from me because we were both very competitive in what we were doing in, you know, the so-called spiritual world and the spiritual work, you know, I thought I was doing. We were very competitive, but did he do a hex or spell on me to keep that money away from me, or did I self-sabotage myself by pulling myself off onto, like, a anxiety timeline that kept me away from whatever that windfall was supposed to be, and I was supposed to receive it before my birthday that year?
Well, it feels like it was kind of maybe about 60-40. I'd say maybe 60% you, 40% him. But what timeline was that on, you see? You got to remember, what timeline was he looking at when he was doing the reading for you?
Right. And, you know, is there any way I could bring myself back to that timeline?
Well, you could probably do some timeline crashes to get rid of the timeline. Because it may fall into place here, because see, it's stuck in the past.
A timeline of anxiety for me, or because I think I did timeline crashes and hexes for him. So I need to do anxiety for me then, or is there another? But is anxiety the correct thing to crash?
Well, let's just say that maybe that information is floating out there, okay? And how do I explain this here? It's not exactly correct what I'm going to be telling you. But let's just say that for some reason, there's an energy cloud out there which has your abundance there, okay? And it has your name on it. But it's not connected to anything, but it's there. And so he saw that on a timeline. So it naturally, it hooked into that timeline. That timeline now is in the past, and it's still on that timeline. Does that make sense to you?
It does.
Okay, and so now that that energy got connected to that timeline, it's in the past, and it's not going to resurface over again until you can free that energy from that timeline, and you might be able to bring it into a current timeline. I can't say that's going to work or not, but it is definitely on an older timeline, and even though things are with us all the time, you know, your past is your future, and your future is your past, because you're living all lives at once, unfortunately. That would be with you, but it's still stuck on a dark side timeline a long time ago. If you get rid of the timeline, you might be able to free up that energy, and maybe it might come into your current timeline. Other than that, I think it's kind of like lost, you know, it's down a black hole. But then you have to look at it, too. What was he reading at that time? What was he being shown, you see? And is it going to be a timeline that you could ever experience?
Right. That's what I was wondering, if I should just forget about it or, you know, try to still do some timeline crashes on it or to try to get it back.
You could try trying to get it back. I don't know how successful that's going to be. But it might be worth a try. But remember, you know, you're strictly living in the moment now, and you want to bring that stuff to you in the moment with heart energy. But if it's locked into a timeline, you're probably never going to see it until you can free it up out of it. And remember, the people do think and believe they have money in their life somewhere because they have that energetic feeling of it, but you may not ever see it. You're not seeing it because it's on a different timeline. And that could be really disconcerting because you may completely believe that it's coming, and it is with you, but it's not here because that timeline has not come into this reality. And that's a really good trick that it does on people is show them things that will never materialize, and you are living on it somewhere else, but it will never come here. So you are experiencing that abundance, the wealth, and everything else, and you know about it because you feel it, but that timeline doesn't come into this one. That's why you do timeline crashing, to maybe give yourself another chance at it. But it has to be, you know, taken and brought into this timeline. And being in the now is your best possibility for that. We'll just see if anybody else has any way of answering that question, you know, but that's kind of what I see. And that's the hard thing is that, in fact, what I'll do is, this we did at the expo, I believe, in New York. I'll just bring people into their abundance timeline, because everybody knows that they have money someplace. It's kind of like a thing that the dark side does for you is to trick you into believing that you have a lot of money. And you may be looking for it for your whole life and never receive it. But here we go, everybody. We'll put you onto that timeline of whatever you want to call it, your abundance, your millionaire timeline or whatever. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10 to just shift timelines. And if you can grab it somehow, maybe you can bring it to yourself. I don't know. I really can't tell you how to do that. But here we go. I'll bring it to you anyway. So one. Take you up this one here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 that you release from this timeline. Now we're bringing it into the one that you're seeing out there. You have to see it and feel it, and it'll come into your reality right now, and you can feel the energy on it. So 1, here it comes. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So how do you feel, Janice? You feel a little more prosperous?
Oh, yeah. Big smile on my face, and I'm sitting there, like, grabbing it. I'm grabbing the cash in my hands, you know, even if it's just a thoric right now. But I do want to share really quick with you that the last time you did that for us, Ron, my new place where I'm at, I had met my neighbor last winter, and she had told me that she owned a business up the road towards our town. And she drives this great big huge red truck. I knew I wouldn't be able to miss it, but the whole summer went by. You know, I never saw her business that she told me about. And just recently, after you did this, the same crash or the same thing that you just did now, I saw her again, stopped and chatted for a couple minutes, and I said, you know, didn't you tell me that your business was, you know, was right up the road? And she says, yeah. So the day after you did this wealthy timeline crash, I was driving back from town, and I turned and I looked, and there was her business, and there was her big red truck. And I just had to laugh to myself that I never saw that before, you know. So obviously I think I was on a different timeline than she was all this time that I've been living up here. I thought that was really interesting on how all of a sudden her building manifested into my timeline after you did that. It was very interesting.
Wow, so, that's something. Yeah. Well,
okay. One more quick thing I wanted to ask really quick, Ron, because I know that you brought this up. Well, this was probably brought up a couple weeks back, but you were talking about the people, the New Age hippies, I think you were calling them, with the dreadlocks, and you asked us something about them, and I couldn't remember what you asked us, if we needed to, like, look for them. I can't remember what you were looking for us to comment on that, but I just wanted to share with you my observation. You know, I am a little bit older than 32, but I grew up back in the 60s and the 70s, you know, and I grew up with pretty much everybody had long hair. But the guys, the men with the long hair, to me, my memory recalls the long hair was, like, long and straight, you know. And so this dreadlock look that's in right now, to me, it was like a new age hippie look, or, you know, I don't think it really came about until, like, the late 90s, maybe. So, you know, it's like another whole different timeline. But I don't know if you remember what you wanted us to know about the people with the dreadlocks.
Just after they're now surfacing, all of a sudden, are they showing up all around now?
They are. Yeah, the dreadlock people are now. But I don't remember the dreadlock people back in the 60s and 70s. So I don't know if anybody else does or not, but that's just my observation. So I'm going to hop off the line now. Thanks.
Thanks
okay,
so much
thank you.
For calling, Janice. Thank you. We may have had a second beep in there, Ron. I'm not sure. Do we have another caller waiting?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie.
Hi there.
This is Gunnar Gregg from Southern California.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing? Welcome.
Great, thanks. I had a question, Ron, about the battle behind the moon. Was I involved in that by any chance?
Yeah, I think a lot of people were just for a short time. Do you have any recall of what you've seen or felt, or did you wake up at night, or, you know, have any visions
no.
or anything?
Well, it's funny because I blew out my knee 2 weeks ago, and
ouch.
I'm just now getting over that. But that's the only thing significant I can think of.
So you're wondering if it's connected?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that you mention it.
I don't see anything happening to you with your knee.
Oh, that's good.
I don't think that was, it's just one of those things that happened, you know, that coincided with probably that.
Sure, okay. But was I fighting at all?
Just like most people were probably fighting that were here. Yeah, it was a really big event. I don't have much other experience with it, looking at it. So I only saw it for a few days, maybe four at the most, five at the most, and then I kind of
liked
it.
So is it pretty much over now then?
I don't know. As I'm looking, it's very little going on as we talk right now.
Wow.
Would you like
any
clearings from Ron for your knee? Any pain clearings or anything? Are you close to recovered, or how is your knee?
I seem to be healing pretty well, and my wife here broke her toe about the same time.
Oh boy.
And, we're not sure it's broken. She stubbed it very badly, but she's getting over that, too. So maybe a healing or clearing for the both of us would be nice.
Okay, here we go. So,
great.
So let's first release entities, and then we'll do a pain clearing. So if anybody has a situation where we do that clearing first for entities, so here they go, releasing them out of you. Remember, these are emotional bodies that connect to you because they have a similar situation going on with them. Releasing that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and now we'll do a pain release. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. That should help to see how you're doing after this here.
Great.
Your wife, or you feel anything changing?
The throbbing seems to be less, yeah.
Throbbing seems to be less, you said? So
yeah,
you do still have some pain. Okay.
Well,
have some pain, I mean.
It does. It feels better, yeah. It's been 2 weeks.
Great. Okay.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. It does. It feels great.
I'll do one more for you for pain. So here we go. 1, releasing the pain energy. 2, this is pain out of your pain body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, hope that makes you feel better.
That's great, Ron. Thank you very much. I'm going to jump off now.
You're welcome. Did you see us in Los Angeles at all, Conscious Life Expo?
Not this last time, but the time before we did, yeah.
Okay. Great. So, okay, we'll catch you later then. We'll be there again in February.
Oh, good. All right. We'll see you then.
Okay.
Thank you
for Carrie.
Calling. Okay. We have a couple of people who are having eye issues, Ron. One person, and I think it was Sarah, was saying her right eye has been twitching, and she's wondering if you can do a clearing for that.
Well, let's release alien critters. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then Barbara is having a problem with her left eye. She's been feeling like the darkness is tugging on it. She's getting a tugging feeling, and she's been having some headaches. So I don't know if you see anything in Barbara's
left eye. Yeah, let's take out some pins out of people's heads. So here we go. This I may be doing on the the Sunday call coming up, but let's take some head pins away. And here we go. So releasing them right now. This is on the left side of your skull. So 1, 2, 3, 4, kind of temple region right now. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're doing back of the neck. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And looks like underneath your chin, oddly enough. Maybe they're going through your tongue. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. Back to you, Carrie.
All right, thanks, Ron. So we have a question over at clsquestions@yahoo.com about the magnetic twisted body clearing, and that's one where we go through in the drop-down box all 108 of our invisible bodies and straighten them out. So the question is, as we go through that, do we do clear one body and then go do the spirit integration immediately, or can we clear a bunch of the bodies and then do some spirit integration?
Yeah, you can do it either way. I would think if you're limited for time, then maybe do it every 10 bodies or something and then do an integration.
And you know what I do, Ron, is I put several windows up at a time on that, and I have the spirit integration running constantly in one of the windows.
I think a lot of people do that, too, as they do the integration or spirit infusion, whatever is on the clearing. And if you don't have the spirit infusion on a clearing, then just go to one of the clearings that does and just kind of maybe copy that page, part of it, and put it up and do that for yourself during one of your clearings.
Yeah. We have somebody writing in saying that they were watching some old Twilight Zone episodes. So those were done decades ago. And they were surprised to find that there were three episodes in which there were two suns in the script. And I know a few weeks back or a couple of months back you were talking, we had somebody calling in. Did we have a caller or somebody, you had talked to somebody who'd seen two suns? Remember that?
Yeah.
So apparently that was popping up in the old Twilight Zone show. That's interesting, isn't it? So, okay. All right. Let me get back to the fast chat real quick. There was something on there. Where have I put it? One sec. Relating back to Janice's question about the timeline situation. And you had said that perhaps the timeline where she had money had fallen down a black hole. I'm trying to find the question from Heal. I think it was to do, oh, shoot, let me just whiz back here a page.
I do a clearing for people who are in fear right now. Maybe I feel some fear energy. So let's release fear. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. I'd be curious, like on the Friday call that we had last week, I know I had to upcheck near the end of the call because somebody had some type of problem. I don't know if it'd be cancer, kind of felt like it to me, but it could be something else too. I'm not saying that if you feel better now that you had cancer, but if you, I had that also on the Saturday call, so two nights in a row. If anybody feels better now, means we got rid of something. I'll just say that. So you might want to let us know if your stomach is feeling better. But I won't say that it's cancer, just that you had something going on that your body didn't like. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I have found the question from Heal. So this is relating back to Janice's lost timeline where she had money, and Heal's asking, can we pull in a lost timeline with the space-time crash?
Oh, that's good. Somebody's really thinking there. Well, yeah, it's lost in space. Yeah, you could probably bring it into yourself. Wow, what a way to use that. Boy, somebody's really thinking there. Very good, Heal. I'm sure everybody loved hearing that one from you. Yeah, so you have a timeline out there that, you know, it's supposed to be working, and it's not. You could probably bring it in through the space-time crash. You could bring you into this energy here, and maybe you could specify what's with you, or just fill your pockets full of that gold and bring yourself back here. Well, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, we have a few comments. I'm just noticing when you did the timeline crash for Janice, well, for everybody, but prompted by Janice's phone call, Barbara's saying she's feeling like she can do anything now, and Donna says, my room feels so much more comfortable on that timeline of money. Thank you, Ron. All right, now we got a few comments about the folks with dreadlocks. Earth Star saying they've been here for years and years. And, RD is saying that dreadlocks are brought by the Rastafarian alien god. Oh, boy. Okay. Okay. All right. Janice is mentioning that her left eye has been feeling odd also. And yawning from the pins that you took out. Barbara saying, thank you, Ron. I felt all of the pins being removed. And she was feeling this evening before this, I guess, that she couldn't swallow. the pins were clicking when I turned my head. Ugh. Pin that was in my temple felt like it was going through my head. Just if you know you have these things in you, you can get on the alien attack page. You know, if there isn't a show coming up or we can't do a sample on the show for some reason, go on the alien attack page because you can remove objects. Headaches are a good sign that you've got an object in your head. So you can hop on that clearing. I don't remember what number. Within the clearing, because that is a very extensive page, but there is a section for objects or implants or something, and you can use it to do that. Right, Ron? That would be a good way to get rid of, Barbara might want to do that in case she has some more of these things in her.
Yeah, I would say so, yes.
Okay. Let's have a look. And then we have a reminder here on the pause chat that you've got... one more of your Sunday calls coming up on the 24th, so in just a few days, the 8-hour intensive coming up. And thanks for typing that in. Just refreshing the fast chat here. Okay. Scanning for questions. You got anything else you want to talk about, Ron, while I...
Yeah, let's do a clearing for people's backs. I'm kind of, let's do something. Maybe you have a concern in your back. Maybe it's stiff. Maybe your neck is stiff. Spine. So let's do spine or muscle, depending what you want to request. So here we go. Just kind of check your body out, see which one you need. And here we go. 1, 2, 3. Wow, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Okay, so... see how your back is doing. Let's do wrist for carpal tunnel, possibly, or maybe your wrist just has a problem. So here we go. So releasing the energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. We get any comments on that? Let's see. I don't see anything with the date too much, being 11:20 today. Let's put you all into the future, okay? So let's put you into, I guess it'd be, what, the 29th? It'd be Black Friday. Is that correct?
Let me take a quick peek. I think so, yeah. I'm pretty sure that's right.
Okay, so let's put everybody, let's remember that energy is still there. Another way of looking at it, they've already created that energy for people to come into, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just haven't walked into the door of Black Friday yet, you know, for that timeline. So, let's bring on to you the energy of Black Friday. And you can see what it's like. Then we're going to clear it. And you can see how much you need to clear, you know, as other people are getting on board with that. So we'll just see. What I'm trying to do is see how this is going to affect you. If it affects you a lot, then you know you want to do a clearing probably on Thursday for Black Friday. So here we go. We're going to bring in the energy that is here on that timeline. And there might be multiple timelines depending where you're living, but we'll take the most negative one here. So here we go, bringing it in. They start yawning. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There, this is the timeline for Black Friday, the 29th of November, 2013. And my eyes are kind of like burning. So I don't like that too much. So let's clear this energy right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Whoa, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now, that should be released from you now. I'll do it one more time to get you back into this timeline here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So if you felt maybe negative, upset, you know, whatever that emotion would be that you're going through, then just know that that's what you'd be feeling on that day. Now you have a way to deal with it before it comes into your reality now. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you, Ron. So back over to CLS questions. We have a testimonial and a question from Randy, and he's saying he's doing the body, working with the Body Jumpstart package. That's that package that Ron put together that has 5 different really great physical healing clearings, and he's saying he's feeling wonderful. And he says, but a strange thing happened before he started the healing. He says he started feeling better before he even logged on. So he is asking, what could that be, time shifting or time traveling? And he says he's enlisted with the time traveling soldiers. So he's wondering what you think about this, Ron, that he got the body jump start, and before he logged on to the page, he started feeling better.
Well, typically the life beings would know that he's going on to the page.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he signed up for it, automatically the energy probably started flowing. That's probably what it was there, is that you're actually connected before the healing started.
Yep, I've had that happen too.
That happens sometimes. In fact, I'm sure all the co-hosts can actually mention the same thing, that sometimes, and even myself at times, you know, I'll feel like, boy, I'm really dragging, you know. I got a show to do. And all of a sudden, within a minute or two before the show starts, everything changes, you know, and all of a sudden you're right in the present moment, you feel great, you have all the energy that you need, and you could have been a mess even before that, you know, and all of a sudden, instantly it changes. That's why it's so nice people sponsor a show, because the light ship comes right to their house, we'll say that energy, the light beams, and all of a sudden your whole house is completely changed. And things leave your house because you probably have entities in them, but the whole thing is completely a transformation from your reality during that process. And all of a sudden you go, wow, what a difference that made. Well, that's what happens if you sponsor a show, along with I'm sure all the co-hosts would mention that also, that all of a sudden they feel so great in a co-host because all the energy comes in instantly to do the program here. Well, that's what I would say. What happened was the Life Beings knew you were doing the clearing, and it probably even started once you paid the money. And now you started to get ready to get on the computer, and you were being energized. Stuff is being taken off of you. Remember, the clearings that we have take away densities, and then it brings you peace. And you know how hard it is when you have a lot of situations going on and the traumas and dramas, and you feel funky and your energy drops, and then all of a sudden it gets released and you feel wonderful again. That's where you're supposed to feel. So that's what happens during the clearings. You can't bring anything to you unless you're cleaned out, have a space to put it. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. Yeah, I will agree with everything that you just said. I've been finding, especially lately, in the last few months, that I stop feeling the clearings before I get hit the start button and get it actually going online. I feel the energy, and yes, it's true what you say about being on the show with you when you're either sponsoring it or co-hosting it. It's a really wonderful experience. And if there are any new listeners and you don't know what sponsoring a show is about, we probably should mention that real quick. You can sponsor a BBS show for the hour, and you can do it anonymously, or you can be thanked on the air and not come on, or you can come on and be on the air with us. You can send some questions in ahead if you would like to talk about certain things. That's great, too. And then you can kind of have the show to yourself. The co-host kind of takes a back seat, and you get to ask lots of questions that might be burning away that you haven't yet been able to ask Ron. And it's $60 for the hour, $30 if you'd just like to sponsor a half hour. And you have the four shows, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, all chances to do that. So if you haven't done that and you'd like to, just send an email over to Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com. Or I guess you could send it actually also to clsquestions@yahoo.com, because we all, those of us who co-host, go into that email all the time, and we'll find it too. And let us know what date you would like to do that. Any of the BBS shows can be sponsored, and we'd love to have any of you on with us. Okay. Let's see. We've got just a couple of minutes left here, and we have a quick little question here, Ron, also about the body jump start. This person did that package a year ago, and they went, excuse me, wondering if it's possible to buy the unlimited version of some of those clearings after doing the whole life or whatever in the bundle. And I think that's perfectly fine, isn't it, if you've done there's the infection body clearing in there.
Yeah, that's, so if you did do any of those, yeah, if you did a bundle clearing and it's a whole lifetime clearing and you want to get unlimited, yeah, by all means, it's just $50, pay for that, and then you can go back and get current with that healing. Remember, if you did it, say, a year ago, and, you know, different particular clearings on that, and you haven't visited that clearing since then you want to get current, so you want to get the unlimited, so you can go back a year from now, go in the past, and clear from that point when you stop doing the clearing up to now. So, yeah, that's perfectly fine to get the unlimited on any of the clearings that are in the bundles if they have one.
And the second part of the question is it necessary to do the mind of the body clearing, and that's a whole life clearing that's included in the body jumpstart bundle, in conjunction with the infection body clearing, another whole life one in the bundle. Is it necessary to do those two in conjunction with each other to be most effective? That's the question.
Well, it depends. I would say yes, but you know, do you have an infection? Some people don't even know they have one, or they don't have one at all. So, but the other clearing is definitely what you want to do all the time if you can. For the infection body,
the mind of the body.
The mind of the body, yeah, because that jumpstarts your internal healer.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you don't have an infection, then you may want to keep your little internal healer going to help you out to get rid of infections. Then the magnetic twisted body aligns all your bodies. And then if you have an infection and, you know, that possibly, I can't say this is 100% correct, but it's possible that maybe you have a death bar code coming up. Maybe you have an infection now that's, you know, a little one. And, you know, maybe in 5 years, if you don't get rid of it, it could be, you know, more of a terminal situation for you. So you want to do maybe a, you know, death bar code on you. You know, it all depends what you have, you know, and how things are going for you. Remember, the mind of the body turns off when it gets barcodes.
You mean when we go through them or just by having them on us? Cause we've all
yeah, by having them on you, your mind of your body, it depends when it gets turned off. So let's just say that, we'll just say you go out 5 years from now, and in 5 years the barcode hits you. Well, very possibly, if you have a physical condition, there's two ways to look at a barcode. One could be is, you know, that a car is going to hit you and cause you a problem, okay? A car accident. The other one is like you have something going on out of your body and it's slowly, slowly creeping up on you, okay? Maybe that barcode will start to take effect maybe in 3 years, and in 2 years you're going to be suffering, and then you're supposed to be taken out of here, you know, in that 5 year period. So it may turn off that mind of the body clearing. So you get rid of the barcode, and maybe that might help you get well instantly now because you still have energy on you from the barcode because it's lurking. It may not be in full effect, but it's there. It's riding in your backpack.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and that clearing is really good for elderly people or yourself if you go, wow, you know, I've had situations happening, and I know that I must have a barcode because things keep reoccurring in my life that are negative, or I keep having a situation happening, a physical situation, and I don't like it. So, you know, that's one way to look at a barcode happening on you. I guess we got to probably go because it's getting close here to the top of the hour. So I'll thank you, Terry, for coming on. We got our 8-hour call coming on Sunday. Tomorrow is Thursday. We get rid of the replicas of you. Bring you back more into wholeness here. And that call starts tomorrow. It's $20. Starts at 5:30 Pacific time, 8:30 Eastern. So I'll just say good evening, everybody. Have a wonderful evening. And thank you, Carrie. Thank you, BBS. Bye, everybody.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks for the callers. Good night.